Action skill 5E is what I have called diphthongizing. This is the process of producing two vowels in sequence to go from the basic single vowel utterance into an utterance which contains two different vowels which are strung together. The diphthongs in English are the following: I, ow, oi, ew, and a. And as I say each one, I hope you can hear that they're constructed of at least two vowel sounds. So, for example, a word like hi, it's spelled with just one consonant and one vowel, H plus I, but it is actually produced with a consonant and two vowels. I is actually ah plus e, I, and the transition sounds between them. Many of our clients will say ha or ah for hi, and they'll say ba or ba-ba for bye-bye. The word by and hi actually are constructed with two vowels, and many of our clients will not produce it in that way. Ouch, ow, that's two vowels, ah, oo, and the sequence between them. Ow, boy, you, hey, these are all two vowels sequenced together. The process of diphthongizing makes a child's speech sound much more melodious and natural, more speech-like. A diphthong that's well-produced allows time for intonation and stress patterns to be placed on the utterance. A child who says ba, ba, tends to be very monotonistic, whereas a child who says bye, bye, tends to have the intonation of the language around him. I think there are three types of diphthongs. The first, that we might call pre-diphthongs, is where the child learns to say two vowels in sequence, but it's the same vowel each time. So we have utterances like ooh-ooh, and uh-oh, and ee-ee, and ah-ah, and uh-uh. These are two vowels that are the same, and the difference between them is on the prosodic element. So we can again see how this skill is going to be dependent on the child's ability to develop the prosodic elements earlier in the earlier stages. In the second stage, we called speechifying. So he takes his ability to produce two vowels in sequence, and he adds it with his skill of speechifying, and he comes up with an utterance that has meaning because of the intonation placed on it. A real diphthong is the second thing he'll learn, and that is to produce two different vowels together, as in hi, bye, go, and no. And then many children will also go through a phase where they create diphthongs, and usually they just simply add the schwa, after a final vowel. For example, they might pronounce two as tua, and three as three-ya. And we hear this all the time in the speech of young children. I think that the process of diphthongizing, adding that second vowel after a first, creates a vocalic space for the eventual emergence of the final consonant. I think, therefore, it's a critical component of vocal development for children who are still persistently leaving off that final consonant. So if you have a client who can't produce final consonants well, take a close look at his vowels and see whether he's using this skill of diphthongizing.